Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another extra of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's extra, so there is a video game that I just recently picked up. And I think that it's a really good game. I know a lot of people have been talking badly about it just because of, I think that we do have like some PlayStation haters out there, which I can understand on why they would be hating, but anyways, yeah, because of like PlayStation Plus, this game being a PlayStation exclusive, and then they're not making it where I could just play the game at no extra cost if they just had it on their subscription service, like kind of like how Xbox and their games be on the Xbox Game Pass. I find that weird too, but I can recognize when a game is good, and I'm like, I'm actually trying to hurry up and get through uploading, recording, and all that stuff so I could stream this game because I have been waiting. I played this game earlier, and I'm like, fam, I have been waiting to play this game again. Who knows? It might be a situation where at some point in time, this game annoys me and upsets me, but for right now, I am enjoying it, all right? But anyways, the video game, Rise of the Ronin. So pretty much, if you play Ghost of Tsushima, then that's what the game is, but you get to create a character, and then you're just kind of, yeah, just going around doing the same thing that you would do in that video game and stuff. So yeah, doing missions, recovering like areas that have been taken over by bandits. It's a really solid game. I do like it. And yeah, they got where you got like a glider. I used that and I thought that was decent. But yeah, like from what I played of the game, the story seems good. Everything about the game seems good. I don't know what the backlash. I just think that, yeah, it's like people that are upset, and I can understand that. I feel like, yeah, I think that is kind of silly where it's like it's a PlayStation exclusive, but you guys are not making it to where I could just play the game, because I'm like, I could have saved myself the trip and the money if the game would have just been on PlayStation Plus. So yeah, it's weird, but at the same time though, I'm like, no, it's a game where I'm like, I actually do like it, and I think that it's a solid game, and I think that it would be a game that, I don't know, see, I don't know if you have to be like online when playing the game the whole time, or if you could just play the game completely solo, but yeah, because it's like, I think they, I don't know if it doesn't say like PlayStation Plus require, well, there's like for, so the co-op stuff I think it's required, but other than that, the story, I think getting through that, no, you don't have to play online and stuff. So but no, man, I think the game is good. I like it, you know. I'm just like, it's a game where I'm like, I played it earlier, and I played it, was it yesterday or the day before? I got the game yesterday. I played a little bit of it in the afternoon and stuff. But yeah, then I played it again this afternoon, and I was like, nah, I played it for a good significant amount of time, and I think the game is solid. So anyways, I definitely recommend you guys go check it out if you are looking for new games to play on the PlayStation 5. I don't think it's on PlayStation 4. I think it's just strictly a PlayStation 5 game. Let me check real quick. But yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's a PlayStation 5 game. What's crazy is that I heard about this game, completely forgot about it. Game came out some days ago. It came out on the 22nd. I didn't get this game until the 25th. And I was like, oh, wait a second. No, I was like, nah, let me go ahead and check out this game real quick. So yeah, man, game's good. I like it. I think it's solid. But yeah, you guys, y'all be the judge. Go see some content. Follow me on Twitch. Probably, yeah, it's gonna be months down the road when I'll post the videos on YouTube and stuff of me playing the game, because yeah, I'm really behind when it comes to content and stuff. So but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next extra, and peace.